Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA presents Preps Basketball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Eaton High School in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, it is the Friday night game of the week on Preps Radio. And tonight, number three meets number three. Patriot League versus Patriot League, 3A versus 4A. Tonight, the Highland Huskies and the Eaton Reds renew their rivalry on the air tonight right in front of us. Hi, everybody. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us tonight. Should be a blast. It is a packed house at Eaton High School. Always when these two teams fire up against each other, they fill the gym. You know how strong the Highland Huskies follow their team, of course. If you go to all, boy, what a great place to go watch a basketball game. They represent at home, but they represent on the road as well. And they are here tonight. The Reds, of course, packing their home stadium tonight. This is going to be fun as the Reds come in and the Huskies battle here tonight. The Huskies, Pete Freeman, the head coach, last year 20-5, lost in the regional final to Eagle Ridge Academy. The Huskies have won nine straight despite some injuries, some folks being out with flu and that kind of stuff. That's going around. I mean, every team's battling sicknesses and illnesses right now, but the Huskies have certainly had their share. Huskies are 13-2, 6-0 in the league, and really they're in a great spot to win this league, and we'll talk about that as we get into the pregame show here. But Huskies number 3 in 3A, the Eaton Reds are number 3 in 4A, but the Reds are going to drop when the new polls come out on Tuesday. Reds went to Sterling last night and just got run. Reds beat Sterling earlier in the year, and they beat them by 14 on their home court. They went to Sterling, a tough place to play last night, and just couldn't throw a pea in the ocean. 22% the Red shot last night. They were 8 for 38 from beyond the arc, and that means you're settling for three-pointers. And when you're not hitting and you're just standing back and shooting three-pointers, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get rebounds, and they didn't last night. Sterling controlled the game, and they won it by 24 points. So the Reds are smarting off that loss. How do they come out tonight at home? I figure in front of this big crowd, they're going to come out hunting for Husky tonight. The Huskies, as we said, Tuesday they beat Brush 92-80. Junior Carson Stanky led the way with 24 points. We're told, and we talked with Colton Stanky on Clark and the Coach today. What a great interview to Colton Stanky, a terrifically just a fine young man, and boy, he was well spoken, so it was really cool. How about this? The head coach of the Reds, Dean Grable, comes out here, all the way up here, and puts his arm around me. So, Dino, how are you, man? Had a baby. This is great. It's a packed house. This is the way basketball should be. We saw something like this Tuesday night at Fossil Ridge High School. Same kind of thing, but this is the way basketball should be. Go get him, Dean. Dean Grable coming up to say hello, man. Love that. And they're going to be fired up tonight. There's no question about it. The Reds will be in front of this big crowd. If you're coming out to the game, you're going to be I know this game's in Eaton. You're going to be parking in Alt. I mean, it's that big of a game and that big of a full parking lot out there right now. And they're jammed full here. They've got the auxiliary gym going as well. There's not a seat to be had in this gym tonight. Highland and Eaton. It should be a ton of fun. We'll come back with more of our pregame show in a moment. This first time out brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
No matter where you are in your home journey, FMS Bank is here to help. Because home isn't just an address. It's a dream you have or a place you spent years making memories. So we offer great rates on mortgages and loans for new construction and the kind of personal service you'll only get from a community bank that believes in its community. Visit us at fmsbank.com/KFKA. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 409493.
Hey, it's Daylon Coombs of the Blue and Gold. It takes community support for UNC teams to compete. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor is one of those supporters through thick and thin. Formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs for Weld County, and are the go-to workers for compensation and farming operations. Do not lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. 970-674-8825.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits every month with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to your home or business each month absolutely free. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com to begin the registration process. When completed, Tierra Health, a trusted source for next-generation healthcare, will submit a claim to your insurance provider. There is no deductible and no copay. Your 8 monthly tests will ship directly to your home or business for free. Go to freetestingkitstoday.com. COVID-19 and its variants are still here, so take the worry out of searching for time-sensitive tests by registering you and your family today. Visit freetestingkitstoday.com to register from the comfort of your own home. That's freetestingkitstoday.com. To receive 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you at no cost. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com.
Hey Bears fans, Connor Creech and Bryce Kennedy here from UNC Men's Basketball. Come out to Bank of Colorado Arena on Monday, February 6th at 9 p.m. as we take on Weber State.
Yes, he said 9 p.m. Enjoy a night at the beach theme and dress in your best beach or summer wear as we beat the cold. We've got free glow tubes and drinks courtesy of Pepsi.
The game is on ESPNU, so we need you in the bank loud and proud to show how we do hoops and greedy.
We'll see you in the bank next Monday.
Hear Bears basketball on the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eden High School tonight, Friday night game of the week here on Preps Radio, and it's a good one. The Highland Huskies, number three team in 3A. Visiting the Eaton Reds tonight, number three team in 4A. And as we said, the Reds smarting off their loss, their 24-point loss against Sterling last night. Huskies are on a roll. They've won 9 straight, so these two teams collide right here. Girls varsity playing right now. What do we got? 31 seconds to go in the ballgame here. And the Chris Loves Eaton Reds girls, 47-40 over the Huskies right now. So 7-point ball game here. But we are probably a half an hour behind. This was scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip, but they've had a number of games here today, almost like a tournament day where you know that last game is going to be behind the 8 ball, and we are. So tip, we're looking for about 7:30 tonight. Maybe we're 20 minutes or so away from our J9 agency's opening tip-off tonight as we get to this one. Let's take a look at the two conferences. 3A Patriot and the Highland Huskies, number three in the state. The Platte Valley Broncos are number 8 in there. Then comes Brush. So you've got the Huskies 6-0 in conference. Platte Valley's 5-1. Brush is 3-1. But then you look what the Huskies have done against Platte Valley and Brush, and they beat them both. They beat Platte Valley by 6. They beat Brush by 12. So the Huskies are sitting on a conference win here. If they just keep their everything straight, Huskies will have a great chance to win this 3A Patriot and get on to the district tournament. Remember, 3A Patriot has a district tournament. They have regionals. 4A Patriot this year, now that they've hacked it into two different leagues, 4A will go straight to the playoffs. 32 teams hitting the playoffs when the season is over. The 4A Patriot kind of looks like this. Resurrection Christian, right now 7-1. Then you have two-loss teams. You have the Eaton Reds at 6-2. You have Sterling at 5-2. And University at 4-2. Now you want to see what has Res done against those teams. What has Eaton done against those teams? They beat Resurrection Christian by 4. They beat Sterling by 14, but lost by 24 last night. So they split against the Tigers. And against University, they lost by 8 in an overtime game earlier in the season. So this is a little bit mixed up. I mean, who gets there? Resurrection Christian has the advantage here. Just one loss so far. Ty Yoder back in the lineup. They lost him early in the season. And really, their three losses were when Ty was out of the lineup. He got hurt early in the opener. and went out of that one. They lost the next two also. So they went 0-3 to begin, and everybody was like, what's wrong with Resurrection Christian? There's nothing wrong with them. Ty Yoder is one of the best players in the state, and they are the team right now to beat in the 4A Patriot League. So for the Eden Reds, too, the last two games of the season, they're going to be at home against University on February 15th, and then on the 17th, they go to Resurrection Christian. So big game still ahead for the Reds. Tonight's not a killer in the conference because it's a non-conference game. However, it's big for both teams in an advantage way. Both teams are going to get good RPI points because both teams are number three in their respective classes. Reds come in, as we said, 15-3, 6-2 in the conference. They've won 12 of their last 14 games. They've won three straight and 4-5 against the Huskies. So they've got their number at least recently. But, boy, have there been some great games in this series. There's no question about it. For the Huskies, 20-5 last year, lost in the regional final to Eagle Ridge Academy. Pete Freeman, the head coach, of course. The Huskies have won 9 straight. They're playing great basketball. Don't think we're going to see Hyatt Toll tonight. He's dressed, but we had Hyatt on Clark and a coach. Of course, he is our reigning Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week. Hyatt's just, he was really sick for a while, and then he fell on his tailbone and has bruised his tailbone. So he is out of the lineup, it looks like, tonight, and until he can get back from his injuries, they're going to miss him. I mean, that's 15 points a game, it's 47 trays for the year, and you know what? Sometimes when you play the Huskies, you got to pay the toll, but tonight they may not have to because he may be out of the lineup for the whole night. But you get the Stankies, both Colton and Carson. You get Hayden Roan in there. You get, of course, Sawyer Morgan, the 6'3 sophomore, who is one of the best rebounders in the state. Of course, the Huskies will be ready to go. Should be very, very interesting. See how the Reds perform tonight, how they start this game off the 24-point loss against the Sterling Tigers last night, 68-44. Reds were only able to put 19 points on the board in the first half, so we'll see how they come out of this one. Huskies and the Reds in this one. I want to thank a couple of our great sponsors. Of course, A&W in Eden, right down the road from where we are. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single night. They're also doing a ton of hiring out there. Go down and see Shannon and Tammy. They'll get you all suited up and get you to work out there. It's a great staff, great place to work. And, boy, oh, boy, it's a great place to eat. There's no question about that. And now if you want your A&W Eden at home, you just call Uber Eats, and they'll knock it out and bring it by your residence. So all of that coming to you from the official restaurant of Preps Radio, A&W Eaton. Check out their Facebook page at A&W Eaton for specials, promotions, and events. Also want to thank, of course, the J9 agencies, J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance, Terry Gertsch, Mike and Janine Freeman out there in beautiful Lawl, Colorado. Great sponsors. They are our tip-off sponsor. They put 11 minutes on the board, so that means we're going to get started close to about 23, maybe 25 after our J9 agencies opening tip-off in this one, the Huskies and the Eaton Reds. All right, when we come back, we'll start to take a look around the rest of northern Colorado. It's not a real big selection of games tonight, but we'll look at them when we come back, and we'll do that in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This update brought to you by Glass Dr. Greeley in Fort Collins. The choice is clear.
This is Dave Frazier from KWGN Channel 2 Pinpoint Weather. Mostly cloudy overnight down into the upper teens. We'll be in the mid-40s with morning clouds and afternoon sunshine on Saturday. A little breezy at times. And your Sunday brings partly sunny skies. Good-looking day. Low 40s for highs.
Nerd.
I'm Micah Kilpatrick, and this is the Nerd Zone. HBO Max is looking to the future. Stay tuned.
2454 West Greeley, live music, bowling and arcade at Chippers Lanes Greeley is obviously the place for bowling and arcade, but did you know it's the hottest spot around for live music? Now Chippers Lanes features dance floors and concerts while you bowl. With deals landing at the Greeley location like Kids Bowl Free and 50% off Mondays, you won't want to miss out. Learn more about daily specials and a full concert lineup at 2454west.com. 2454 West, live music, bowling and arcade at Chippers Lanes.
HBO Max is not renewing Doom Patrol or Titans, both DC series that preceded the streaming service. But The Last of Us has been renewed for a second season. After burning some big bridges and cutting the budget, HBO Max is looking to the future. But it must be careful not to leave its survival in the hands of only a few original series and movies. I'm Micah Kilpatrick, and this is The Nerd Zone.
No matter the sport, the position, or the level, when you compete to win. Give yourself the competitive advantage with SOAR. SOAR stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Their balanced approach will never fail to build a well-rounded athlete. Rise above the competition and improve speed, agility, strength, power, conditioning, endurance, flexibility, balance, coordination, and reaction. Find them on Facebook at SOAR Athlete.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning to you, Ron.
Thank you. And good morning to you, Spot. You're such a good boy.
It may be a good day in your neck of the woods, but in Eden, it's always a Gould day. Gould Parts in Eden has been serving northern Colorado for better than 50 years with the best product line of car parts, truck parts, and big machine parts, highlighted by the quality name of Napa. Just call 454-3355 and let Gould Parts do the rest. Gould Parts in Eden, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Colorado, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Mark Larson at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Mark Larson is ready to help you save in northern Colorado. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Glass Doctor of Greeley and Fort Collins, their trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy or cracked glass, experts at installing heavy glass like showers and mirrors, experts when it comes to fixing that chip or replacing your windshield quickly and correctly. I guess it would be easier to say they're experts when it comes to glass. Locally owned and operated, Glass Doctor services Weld and Larimer County. Hail damage? Isn't it obvious? They're experts there, too.
Call the Glass Doctor, will fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eaton High School. We are about 7 minutes away from starting lineups and anthem, and opening tip is probably within 10 minutes. That opening tip-off brought to you, of course, by the J9 agencies. Thank them for their sponsorship here on Preps Radio. Here's the limited schedule around Northern Colorado tonight besides our game here in Eaton. 5A games tonight. Number 4, Meade, they're 15-3, Darren Reese's team. They are at Silver Creek. That's a tough one tonight. Two teams in the Longmont area. Silver Creek's number 11. They're 12-6 on the season, so that's a good matchup there. John Rakeski's Windsor Wizards, 14-4. They're number 6 in the state. They go to Greeley West. West is 5-13, but every once in a while, the Spartans stand up and play a good one. Greeley Central. Tyler McNeese's club is 4-14. They make a trip to Longmont to take on Jeff Kloster's Trojans. 12-6 for Longmont on the season for one of the best coaches in the state. 6A games tonight. There's 4 of them locally. Horizon goes to number 2, Fossil Ridge. Man, I feel bad for Horizon tonight. Fossil Ridge losing on Tuesday in that big game in Fort Collins, losing to the Lampkins by 3 points in that ball game. You know Fossil Ridge is going to be wanting to get back on the court and have a big game tonight. So Horizon 7-9, look out. Fossil Ridge could take them to task tonight in a tough, tough way. Mountain Range goes to Fort Collins. And then you say the same thing for Bruce Dix, Fort Collins, Lampkins. We talked to Jace King, their terrific junior guard, today on Clark and the Coach. And one of the questions was, and I asked Bruce this too, how have they practiced after the big win? Because sometimes there's that letdown after a big win. Doesn't seem like they're going to have that. Mountain Range is 7-10 coming into Collins tonight to play the Lampkins. Lampkins should take care of business. They're 15-2 on the year. Rocky Mountain, Coach Guy and company, they're 10-7. They visit Legacy, who's 12-4. That's a tough one for the Lobos, who have been battling injuries as well. I think Charlie Dortch, their big guy, has been out. I don't know if he's still out, but he has the Lobos have been hit by the injury bug a little bit this year. And Loveland, Chris Gebhardt's team, off of a good win. They go to Prairie View tonight. Prairie View is 5-11. Loveland is 4-11. Out of our area, 3A. This is a big one. 3A and 4A number ones are playing. We've got the 3A and 4A number threes The Ones are also playing tonight. 3A number one Faith Christian takes on 4A number one Kent Denver. And how has Kent Denver snuck up to the one spot? I mean, the Reds already took care of them this year in a wild, terrific game played in the 90s. So interesting. There's a lot of teams that can put claim to the fact that they're going to have a chance at a championship coming up this year. All right, so let's get to the starting lineups real quick for the Huskies. Colton Stanky, 5'10 senior, 12.5 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. His high this year, 23 against Timnath. Hayden Roan is a 6'1 senior, 5.7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Sawyer Morgan, one of the best rebounders in the state, 6'3 sophomore, 12.8 points a game and 11 rebounds. He averages the double-double. In fact, he's had 7 double-doubles in the 15 games so far this year. His high, 21 this year against Yuma. Tanner Fabricius is going to be in the starting lineup since Hyatt Toll will not. At least that's what we were told. Tanner, 6-foot junior, 5 points and 2 rebounds per basketball game. And Carson Stanky, the 6'3 junior, the younger brother of Colton Stanky. Carson, 14.5 points a game, second leading scorer on the year. Of course, Hyatt Toll, the leading scorer, is out tonight, we think, with that bruised tailbone. Carson Stanky, 14.5 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, his high 25 against Windsor Charter earlier in the season. For the Eaton Reds, it's going to look like this. Zach Rabel, 6'3 senior, 16.4 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists per basketball game, is one starter. Let's stay with the Grables. Will Grabel, Willie G, 6'1 senior, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists per basketball game this year. Lucas Stone, who can defend? What a job he did against Ryan Yoder in the matchup that we saw here at Eaton High School last week. The junior, Lucas Stone, 7.6 and 3 assists per basketball game. Also in the starting lineup, Mitch Haythorne. He's a junior, 13.5 points a game for Mitch, who's going to attend Oklahoma University and play baseball out there. He's still got another whole year at Eaton. He is just a junior. As we said, 13.5 for Mitch and 4 rebounds. And Cole Lockie, the senior, 9.4 points and 7 rebounds per basketball game in the starting lineup. All right, we'll come back. We're getting closer, a couple minutes away from the anthem and opening tip. Come back in a moment. This timeout, brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The problem with most gyms is, well, they're gyms. Double Diamond CrossFit knows what it takes to get the results you're looking for. CrossFit is high-intensity, short workouts designed to improve your core and cardiovascular strength. Double Diamond CrossFit has classes throughout the day with certified coaches. You show up, warm up, and build your better body, all with the support of the CrossFit family. Double Diamond CrossFit, on the corner of 59th Avenue and 10th Street in Greeley. Call 970-302-2024. And don't forget to ask how you can get a free week on us.
A one night only World Championship Motorcycle Ice Racing storms into the Budweiser Event Center Saturday, February 4th. The fastest motorcycle and quad racers battle it out, shredding the ice with racer shark studded tires going from 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. Plus, the halftime motorcycle ice limbo stunt show. Also came VIP access for behind the scenes action at the pre race pit party. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Arena Box Office. Kids' tickets just $9. February 4th, 7:30 p.m.
Orthopedic and Spine Center The Rockies isn't just located in the community. They pride themselves in serving and being a part of the community. OCR has been Greeley's hometown ortho group for decades and recently broke ground on a new facility that will make it even easier to get that medicine of motion that you crave. With over 45 specialists across 6 medical campuses, you are bound to find the specialist that is just right for your condition. Learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center The Rockies or make an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Hey Bears fans, Connor Creech and Bryce Kennedy here from UNT Men's Basketball.
Come out to Bank of Colorado Arena on Monday, February 6th at 9 p.m. as we take on Weber State.
Yes, he said 9 p.m. Enjoy a night at the beach theme and dress in your best beach or summer wear as we beat the cold. We've got free glow tubes and drinks courtesy of Pepsi.
The game is on ESPNU, so we need you in the bank loud and proud to show how we do hoops and greedy.
We'll see you in the bank next Monday.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back out to Eaton High School. We are bearing down on the national anthem and starting lineups on the court, all that good stuff. We've given that to you here over the air. Highland Huskies and the Eaton Reds tonight. If you're just joining us, number 3 in 3A, that's the Highland Huskies. Number 3 in 4A, that's the Eaton Reds. But you can take the classes and throw them out when these two teams match up. Reds have beaten the Huskies 3 straight times and 4 of 5, but boy, there have been so many great matchups in this series. Should be fun tonight on this in this beautiful new school that the Eaton Reds are blessed to play in. Huskies 13-2 on the year, 6-0 in league play. They have the rest of the league brush in Platte Valley over a barrel since they beat both of them already. The Reds 15-3 and 6-2 in league play. They have to catch Resurrection Christian. They do have a win over the Cougars, and they play him in the final game of the regular season. So should be a ton of fun tonight in this basketball game. Reds get their starting lineups announced right here coming up for you. Thank you to our good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Just saw Don Scott in the crowd. Of course, he is the grandfather of Will and Zach Grable. And so very, very cool stuff. Saw Donnie out there, and he has, all he's done is made the AMCO and Fort Collins on South Mason the number one store in the region 40 years out there, folks. And two great staffers that have been with him for over 30 years, Lance Pickett and also Dave Martin. The folks, they'll knock it out of the park for you. They do it for me, for my kids, for my family, keep our cars on the road. They're going to do the same thing for you. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. We may not be having an anthem here, Micah. You're back in the studio. Just want to let you know they're coming out for the jump. So it looks like we're going to get this thing rocking and rolling right now. So we'll take a few extra breaks for you and spend those commercials that we didn't get to run here in the opener of this thing. But how about that? They had the anthem for the girls' game. Eaton Reds girls beat the Highland girls earlier tonight. Didn't see the final. I think by 7 is what Chris Love's team got the win. All right, Carson Stankey's going to jump it up here, and he'll do that against Zach Rabel. Do I see Hyatt Toll in the lineup? I do not. Do see Tanner Fabricius in, so Toll will sit for now with a bruised tailbone. My guess is we don't see him tonight, but he at least bent the ear of Pete Freeman and got him to dress. So here we go. Stankey against Grable. Off the draw, the basketball belongs to the Highland Huskies. Hayden Roan's going to give it to Sawyer Morgan. Back to Roan, down the lane, in deep, throw it up off the glass. It came out. Rebound is off and taken by Cole Lockie. He tries to dribble it up court here and being knocked away. They give it to Lucas Stone. Back out on top now to Will Grable. Here's Willie G going to the bucket. In deep all the way. Throw it up. That rolls off. No good. Rebound to Sawyer Morgan. Good outlet. Fabricius going in deep. Throw it up. Noah block and a foul. Zach Grable got the block on it, but he fouls with the body. So it's the first foul of the ball game, and it goes against Zach. It'll be two shots here for Tanner Fabricius. Fabricius, the 6-foot junior, 56% from the foul line. Neither one of these teams, very good foul shooting teams. This one's on the way, and as I say that, he knocks it down. So the Huskies on the board first. It is a packed house tonight in Eaton. Highland has brought the ton of people, and the Reds have packed the house as well. Second one by Fabricius is good. 2-0 for the Huskies. Here they come to the front court. Zach Grable with the basketball, right wing outside the arc. Wants to drive, ball knocked away, almost stolen. Zach turned around, little 8-footer, knocks it in off the glass, and the Reds have evened it up. 2-2. Here is Carson Stankin. Oh, pickpocketed by Grable. He's going to dunk here. Zach Grable downtown. Dunk time here in Eaton for Zach Grable. 4-2. Reds in front of this one. Wow, great play by Grable right there. To the hole goes Sawyer Morgan. In deep, ball knocked away and off the hands of who? It's off of Hayden Roan. Out of bounds. It'll be the Reds basketball. So the Reds, who lost by 24 last night to Sterling, have started well tonight. Just a 19-point first half for the Reds last night in Sterling. This looks like a different group out here to start the ball game in front of this packed crowd. Ball to the front court. Lucas Stone, who can defend like crazy, brings the ball to the front court and gives it off to Mitch Haythorn. Mitch down the lane, in deep all the way, throw it up off the glass. That rolls off the rim, no good. And Sawyer Morgan's got his second rebound of the ball game. Front court, give it outside. Carson Stankey wants three on the way. Bingo. Carson Stankey's 36th tray of the year. Second on the club, Hayatol, who probably won't play tonight, as we said, has 47 trays on the air. Both these teams like to launch the threes, no doubt. Here's Cole Lockie. Give it up now. Zach Rabel wants three. On the way, front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Carson Stanky. Knocked out of his hands to Roan. Give it up to Sawyer Morgan. Back left-hand side to Carson. He wants three. On the way, in and out, no good. Rebound is off. Good rebound right there, Cole Lockie for the Reds. Give it up for Lucas Stone. Front court for Stoney. Down the lane, in deep. Oh, boy, he's hammered in the face. He turned right into Carson Stanky or Sawyer Morgan. Who do they get? We'll take a look on the screen as soon as we can here. They're going to get, actually, they get Fabricius with the foul, their first one on Tanner. Ball belongs to the Reds. Back it in now. Here's Grable. Back inside. Boy, they're all over him. Zach just trying to get the ball up that time and never could. But a foul here against the Huskies. A reach. I think that's back-to-back on Fabricius. That's two quick ones. Tanner in starting for Hayatol tonight and already saddled with two fouls. Inbound by Willie G here is knocked out of bounds. Will Grable, what did he have? Seven assists, I think, in the game last night. Down the lane here is Lockie. That's a good play. Cole left hand, and he pops it in off the backboard. Reds needed that one. They have the lead 6-5. Down the other lane, all the way. Nice job. Colton Stanky will lay it home. We had Colton Stanky on Clark and a Coach today. Boy, well-spoken young man. Ball to the front court. Good move, Lucas Stone. Put him in the popcorn machine. He came out with butter and salt. Lucas Stone in to score for the Reds, and they hold an 8-7 lead. Huskies back the other way. Right in front of the student section is Carson Stanky. Throws it in the corner, almost knocked away and stolen. Now it is. Zach Grable, second steal for Grable, and now Hayden Roan steals it right back. They go inside, boy, physical, and they're letting him get away with it. Ball caroms to Grable, back the other way, and now he's pickpocketed, but a foul. I think they get Hayden Roan from behind here. Boy, these teams are going to get up and down the floor tonight. There is no doubt about it. They've played many matchups where they're in the high 80s and into the 90s. Foul is on Roan. It's his first. It's the team's third on the Huskies. 8-7, Reds in front. Ball inbounded here between the circles. It is Zach Rabel with the basketball. Long, long three, and he misses badly. Rebound is off, and they'll come the other way with it. Here is Colton Stanky. Give it in the corner for Fabricius. Tries to drive here on Willie G. What do they get? I think they get a reach on Will Grable. It is. That's the Reds' second foul. Be the first one on Will Grable, and they take the ball out of bounds here. Highland will. 8-7. Reds in front by one, exactly 5 minutes to play in the first. We're 3 minutes in here on Preps Radio. Inbound comes to Colton Stanky. Top of the key, Carson wants three. That's on the way. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Hayden Roan. Out to Sawyer Morgan. He pops a three and knocks it down. Sawyer Morgan gets almost 13 a game. He's a double-double machine, 11 rebounds a game. Back the other way for Grable. He missed it. That was Zach. Ball caroms off. It's taken by Colton Stanky. He comes to front court with it. Stanky likes to get to the bucket. His brother Carson will stop and pop the threes. They go in the corner. Morgan wants three. Nope, he's going to pass back outside. Carson Stanky for three. Yes, sir. Carson's second tray here of the quarter. And the junior averages almost 15 a game out of the corner. That's Mitch Haythorne for the Reds, and they needed that one. Mitch knocks down the tray. That's his 39th of the year to lead the club. 13-11, Huskies' lead is cut to two. Here's Morgan out front with the basketball. Give it to Colton Stanky, right-hand side. Long three, Colton, back of the rim, no good. Rebound knocked away by Willie Grable, and out of bounds where? I think the Reds are going to get this. They are. Will Grable will inbound a basketball here. 13-11. Highland in front by a pair here in Eaton in a packed house. Ball inbounded to Mitch Haythorne in the backcourt. Mitch Haythorne is a baseball player, folks. He's playing basketball tonight, and he is terrific. But he is a baseball player. He'll be going to Oklahoma after his senior year next year. Boy, what a baseball team the Reds are going to have. An Oklahoma kid, an Oklahoma State kid. An Arkansas kid, holy cow. Down the lane here, and Lucas Stone had a chance to put that one in and couldn't finish. Rebound off, they come to Sawyer Morgan, in deep all the way. Gets the ball to Brogan Palmer, and the freshman couldn't answer. And now a foul. Let's see, I think they're going to get the Reds here. On the floor. Be the Reds' third foul. The foul here is going to go against Will Grable. That's his second. So you got Fabricius on Highland and Will Grable on the Reds, both with two fouls. Looking inbound, Carson Stanky wants three out of the corner. That one misses. Rebound is off. They come the other way. Here comes Cole Lockie. Left-handed dribble, trying to get to the hole. In deep, rejected. Jacob Ware's coming along to knock it out of bounds. The 5'10 junior with a fly swat. 3:24 left to go in the first. Good first quarter here in Eden. 13-11 Highland in front. The visitors on top. Cole Lockett inbound for the Reds. Gets it into Lucas Stone. Top of the key. Now they go in between the circles. Zach Rabel's going to back it out. Sawyer Morgan guards him. Trying to get a screen from Lucas Stone. He's around it. Zach gives it up now. Swings the ball to Court Sanger, who's into the basketball game. Ball back out. Almost knocked away and out of bounds right there. Court Sanger, a 5'10 senior, gets 2.5 points a basketball game off the bench for the Reds. 13-11 Huskies, 3:08 to play first quarter. Clark Johnson with you here on Preps Radio, our Friday night game of the week. It's Highland and Eden. All right, here's Zach Rabel with the basketball. Dribbles like a yo-yo up and down, tries to get to the hole. Ball knocked away, almost stolen. It is into the hands of Brogan Palmer. He goes full court with it. Wears in deep, put it up, off the glass and in. Jacob Wears. That's a great play by the freshman, Brogan Palmer, to get the steal on the pass. Reds back the other way, outside to Mitch. Haythorne with it. Dribbles in deep and gets it knocked away and out of and stolen here by Highland. They'll come back the other way with it. Carson Stanky with the basketball. The lead is 4 for Highland and the basketball. Nice pass inside by Stanky, but a foul. He got it to the freshman Palmer, and he lays it in, but the basket will not count. But for the Reds, it's foul number 4. And it is Court Sanger, his first. Highland will be inbound to basketball here. 15-11. Highland in front by 4, and they have possession here. Where's the inbound to basketball? See where he's going to go. Jacob looks to get it in. Looking. Got to get it in. Now does to the freshman Palmer. He'll go back out on top. Colton Stanky spins it to Ware's. Top of the key. Now to Sawyer Morgan. 3. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound to the Reds and taken by Lucas Stone. Here comes Stoney to the front court with a basketball now. Colton Stanky's got him. Give it up now for Court Sanger. He wants 3. On the way. That's no good. Rebound on the floor taken by Sawyer Morgan. That's at least 3 boards for Sawyer here in the first quarter. Ball goes outside. Here's Wares down the lane. Good play. Jacob Wares to the hole. He gets fouled and will earn 2 free throws here. So 15-11 for the Huskies. Huskies coming off a Tuesday beatdown of Brush. Beat them 92-80. Carson Stanky led the way with 24. Free throw by Jacob Wares. Rolls around and falls in. That's 3 for Wares in the basketball game. A 5'10 junior. Gets 9.5 points and 3 rebounds per basketball game. Next one coming for Jacob here. Free throw on the way. Got them both. So Wares knocks down a pair. That's the big lead of the ballgamer. 6 points. Mitch Haythorne the other way. Long 3. Dial it up. Mitch Haythorne. Bingo. 2 trays for Mitch in the first. He's got 6. Back the other way. Sawyer Morgan. Head fake to the hole. Gets it to Carson Stanky. A little fall away. 4-footer. Good. Carson's got 8 in the ballgame. Good movement. Good penetration by Sawyer Morgan that time. Outside to Mitch again. Another long 3. Yes, sir. Heating up. 3 trays for Mitch. 19-17. Husky lead is cut to 2. Colton Stanky with a basketball. See, he goes to the hole. No, he goes to Wares. Jacob for 3. That's no good. Rebound is off, and Cole Lockie's got another rebound. 1:14 to play here in the first quarter. Grable comes the other way. Give it to the blistering hot right now, Mitch Haythorne. Back to Will in the corner. Back to Mitch. He'll go back out on top now. That's a shot on the way. It's Peyton Walker with the miss. The junior checking in. Ball goes the other way. Give it to Stanky in deep all the way. Throw it up and in. Carson Stanky. 10 in the quarter for Carson. They don't get back here. Ball to Lockie, and he lays it in. Huskies just slow getting back. Final 50 seconds of the quarter, 21-19, Highland in front. Ball outside. Go to Carson Stanky in deep. Spin move to the hole. Lay it in. Beautiful move. 12 in the quarter for Carson. The ball knocked away, almost stolen there on the inbound by Sawyer Morgan. It goes to Zach Grable. He comes to the front court. Now he's going to back it out. Try to settle things down. Reds trailing by 4 here. Ball goes to Lockie on the far side of the court. Hayatol is in the ball game here. bruised tailbone and everything. Court Sanger out of the corner knocks down a tray for the Reds. Big three for Court. That is his, how many, 14th of the year for him. 10 seconds to go, 1 point Husky lead, and the basketball. Here's Carson Stanky outside. Great first quarter in Eden. Carson for three on the way, off the back of the rim, no. Rebound to Zach Grable. He'll launch it from three-quarters court, and we're done with a quarter of basketball, and it was terrific end-to-end action in the first quarter here on Preps Radio. We'll come back with a second in a moment. 23-22, Highland in front by one on the road. This timeout taken by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Second quarter underway. Our J9 agency's inbound for the Reds here. Zach Grable to the front court. Reds down one after terrific first quarter, 23-22. Here's Mitch Haythorne, three for three outside the arc in the first quarter. Give it to Peyton Walker. He tries to go to Mitch and threw it out of bounds. Turnover to the Reds here, so the ball comes the other way. How about that? Didn't think we'd see Hyatt Toll tonight with a bruised tailbone, but he is in there. You just figured he was going to bend Pete's ear and just say, find a way to get me in there. And here is the leading scorer for the Huskies in the lineup now. Here's Colton Stanky to the front court. Tries to get around Lucas Stone. He'll stop, pop a three on the way. No good. Up in the air, tipped outside, and it's going to be taken by the Reds here. Stoney with a basketball and a tipping rebound by Zach Grable. Lucas to the front court. Give it to Mitch. Outside for three on the... Oh, that looked good from here. And it's off the back of the rim. No good. Ball comes the other way for the Huskies. It's Jacob Wares. He's going to try to go in deep. Look at the Euro step by Wares. And a foul here is going to go against Mitch Haythorne. Boy, terrific end-to-end basketball between these two teams. That's what you normally get when Eaton and Highland get together. It's just magical. Outside here, Colton Stanky. Give it up. Hyatt Toll had that one blocked. Good play, Zach Grable. Boy, is he long. Zach Grable can, I mean, you can, it looks like you're going to get the shot. But he just extends, and he is long. Got the block that time on Hyatt. And the ball out of bounds here to the Reds. So Mitch Haythorne will inbound. 23-22, that's where we were after one. 53 ticks into the second quarter, and no scoring in quarter number two. Here comes Mitch Haythorne to the front court now. Oklahoma-bound junior with a basketball outside. Now double-teamed. Gets it to on the outside to Cash Sanger, who's checked in. That's Court's twin. Ball comes out top to Cash now. He'll go right-hand side to Mitch. Haythorne in the corner now for Peyton Walker. No, rather for Cole Lockie. Ball knocked away and stolen. Colton Stanky going to give it up. Down the lane here is Wares. Throw it up off the glass and in. Colton Stanky with a terrific assist. Lead is three again. And the Reds launch that one into the corner. So a turnover. I don't know if that – I didn't see. I looked up and it was either Stoney or Cole Lockie who threw that one and launched it into the crowd. All right, here come the Huskies up by three, 25-22. Hyatt Toll with a basketball, leading scorer, gets 15.5 a game for the Huskies this year. Terrific, terrific kid. Ball outside for Colton Stanky now. Stanky, goal, what a pass by Stanky, left hand, got it to Hayden Roan, and Hayden lays it in. That was a terrific assist. Ball the other way now. Grable gives it outside, Cash Sanger wants three. Yes, sir. Cash Sanger, that is his first tray of the year. Back the other way to Colton Stanky. He'll throw it off the glass and in, but an offensive foul. They'll take that one off the board. Colton's going to get his first here. Pete Freeman wants to talk to the referee a little bit about it, and he's going to follow the ref into the corner here. Exactly six to play here in the first half. 27-25 Huskies in front by a pair. Ball comes to the front court for the Reds. Absolutely packed house. Nowhere to sit, nowhere to stand besides where you are in your seats right now. Grable inside Zach. Good move. Oh, it went in and out. Came off the floor. Zach thought he had it. He will get to the line here. All right, Grable at the free throw line. 25-22 is the score. And he knocks it down, 27-25 was the score. Scoreboard's in an odd spot for where we are. Have to bend sideways to see it, but Huskies by one here, 27-26. Grable makes the first, Zach's second one, that misses. Rebound is off, and an offensive rebound. It caromed way out, and Zach's got it. Here's Zach Grable to the hole, in deep, looking up, goes back up underneath, and a foul. He's going to get back to the foul line here. So Zach Grable just shot two free throws, and he'll go right back there.
making himself at home in the foul line here. All right. It is Zach Grable to the foul line right now for the Reds. Zachary Grable, 73% foul shooter. That's one of the best on the club. Free throw is good. He is 2 of 3 here in the quarter at the line. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. Yeah, in fact, he is the best free throw shooter for the Reds right now. Next one on the way. That's the back of the rim. No good. Rebound is off and taken by Hayden Roan. Roan will come to the front court. Dish it off. Ball in the corner here. Three on the way out of the corner and knocking it down. Out there is Hyatt Toll. Yes, sir. Sometimes when you play the Huskies, you gotta pay the toll. Hyatt knocks that one down. Ball to the front court. Here's Lucas Stone. 5:15 to play in the third quarter, and the Huskies own a three-point lead, 30-27. Ball goes left-hand side. Will Grable with a basketball. Willie G. outside. Give it to his twin. That's Zach Grable. Zach with a basketball now. Where is he going to go? Get it outside to Mitch. Haythorne says, yeah, I'll pop a three. That's on the way. Oop, off the rim, no good. Rebound caroms out, and Lockie's got it. Second chance for the Reds here. Back to Mitch. Will he go again? Nope. Got covered up. Looked like he was going to go down the lane. Now throw up the runner. Off the glass and in. Mitch Haythorne. Mitch has 11 in the ballgame. 4:45 to play here in the first half. 30-29, one-point game and a travel. No, it's an offensive foul. Take it back. They're going to get a separation. Looked like Hyatt Toll tried to get some separation with his arm that time, and he gets the offensive foul. That is the third on Hyatt Toll. Is that right? Boy, where have I been? So Husky foul. It is the seventh. That is the seventh. Oh, offensive foul. Player control is why they're not shooting here. So both teams, seven fouls for Eaton, six for Highland. So we're shooting the rest of the way. 4.5 to play here in the half. Haythorne outside, one dribble, and he puts his head down and passes. Will Grable now outside the arc, left wing. He'll bullet pass inside to Mitch. Turn around, a little four-footer in the lane. Nice jump hook. Mitch Haythorne is rolling tonight. He's got 13. Ball back the other way, knocked out of bounds by the Reds. 4:13 left here in the first half. 31-30, the Reds have garnered the advantage here by a point. Out of bounds, it'll be Tanner Fabricius back in the lineup for Pete Freeman's club. Here's Colton Stanky with a basketball. Give it up for Sawyer Morgan. Corner goes back to Carson Stanky. Stop, little mid-range jumper from 15, no good. Rebound off, and what are they going to get, a push? I think they get a red here. And if so, they're going to shoot. Yeah, Tanner Fabricius is going to get to the foul line. He went up for the rebound and was pushed from behind. And the foul on the Reds is going to be on Kortsanger. Says that's his third, too. I'm not sure those numbers are right. 31-31 as Fabricius knocks down the first free throw. Tanner, 3 for 3 at the line tonight. He's a 56% foul shooter. Next one on the way. That one rolls around and comes out, and Cole Lockie's got the rebound here for the Reds. Tie ball game, 31 apiece here in Eaton. Under 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Give the ball outside to Zach Grable. Zachary with it, going to go top of the key to Haythorne. Mitch wants three on the way. Oh, off the rim, no good. You just feel like it's going to go in every time he shoots right now. Here's a baseball pass to the other end. Carson Stanky up and under, and what a play by Carson Stanky. A reverse to lay it in. He's got 14. That's an unbelievable shot. Back the other way for the Reds. Zach Grable down the lane. Throws it out to Mitch. He wants three. That's on the way. Yes, sir. Mitch Haythorne, 7 in the quarter. 16 here in the first half, including 4 from downtown. 3:18 to go, and the Reds by 1 again, and a foul outside here on the Reds. So they'll go to the line here. Fabricius again to the foul line. Tanner was just there a minute ago, made 1 of 2. He's made 3 of 4 here tonight. Huskies, they've won 9 straight. The Reds have won 12 of 14. Free throw on the way. That's good. So we're even at 34 again. 3:17 to play here in the half. Clark Jensen with you here on Preps Radio. Next one is good by Fabricius. 5 of 6 for Tanner at the line of the ballgame. Reds lead by 1. Huskies lead by 1. Ball to the front court. Reds have it here. Outside for Cole Lockie. Locky with the basketball. Sawyer Morgan's going to come out and guard him. Ball knocked away and stolen. Here comes Sawyer at the other end. Is he going to go to dunk this in deep? No, he'll lay it in. Sawyer Morgan gets his fifth point of the basketball game after the steal. Other end, the ball goes to Will Grable, and he gets to the bucket and lays it home. Is Pete going to take a timeout? No. He doesn't like the call either as they turn it over on the inbound. So the Reds are going to get it. 37-36, Huskies by one. 2:46 to play here and a half. Inbound here for Will Grable and the Reds. Willie G looking for somewhere to go. Gets it into Haythorne. Mitch head fake going to go to the bucket. In deep all the way. Throw it up. No, but a foul. Mitch will get to the free throw line. Highland fans don't like it. Boy, there are a ton of fans from both sides jamming this auditorium tonight. Mitch Haythorne will get to the foul line right here. Need to get your car taken care of. Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. My guys, take care of my cars, my kids' cars. Keep the Johnson family on the road. They're going to do the same thing for you. Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. First one by Mitch Haythorne misses. Mitch, a 55% foul shooter. He ought to just back it up and shoot from the three-point line. 37-36 Huskies. Mitch trying to tie it here for the Reds. Free throw by Haythorne on the way. Perfect. 8 in the quarter, 17 here in the first half for Mitch. His high this year is 23. He's on his way to eclipse that. Carson Stanky goes baseline, kicks it out now. Jacob Wares wants three. That's a bingo outside for Jacob Wares. 5 in the quarter, 9 in the game. He averages 9.5. Ball goes outside. Mitch wants three on the way. Yes, sir. They're lighting it up in Eaton. Holy cow, they're shooting 40-40, 2:15 to play here in the first half. Outside with it is Colton Stanky. Baseline in deep. Great play. Stanky went left hand and lays it home. Colton's got four to ball game. Pete Freeman's Huskies up by two again. Here's Zach Grable in the backcourt. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Grable right-hand side, give it to Mitch. He's hotter than a pistol right now. Haythorne with a basketball. Almost tied up by Jacob Wares there. He gets it out to Lucas Stone. Stoney's going to back it out here against Sawyer Morgan. Left-handed dribble into the key, down the lane, all the way. Good play, Lucas Stone, and he lays it home. Lucas has got four in the ballgame, tied at 42, 1:36 to play in the half. Here's Colton to the front court. Down low to Sawyer Morgan. Blocked from behind by Locke. Good play by Cole. Ball caroms to Mitch Haythorne. Haythorne to the front court. Where is he going to go with it? Outside to Stoney. Back outside. They give the ball to Zach Grable. Top of the key between the circles. Zach's going to back it out here. Minute 15 to play here in the first half. Grable wants to go to the hole. Kicks it to Haythorne. Can he fire another one on the way? Back of the rim. No good. Rebound is off, and the freshman, Brogan Palmer, brings it down and hands the ball to Carson Stanky. Here's Stanky to the front court now. Carson with the basketball, dribbles like a yo-yo up and down. Goes corner here. Colton, his brother on the way. No good. Rebound is off. That's his younger brother. Colton is the senior, and Carson is the junior. Ball comes to the front court now. 42-42. 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Ball goes outside right at the jump circle to Zach Grable. He'll give it to Cole Locke and all the way across court here. They'll play catch. The triumvirative with Haythorne in the mix there. Baseball pass in the corner to Cole Locke. Gets him up, up and under. Throw it up off the glass and in. Good play. Cole Locke, good head fake. Reds lead by two. 44-42 Reds. 24 seconds to go in the half. Ball to the front court now for Colton Stanky. The senior with it, trying to drive here on Lucas Stone. Tries to get around him, does in deep all the way. Throw it up, and it rolled off the lip of the rim. Rebound is off and taken by Zach Grable. 10 seconds to go in the half. Ball to the front court here. Belongs outside to Cash Sanger. Sanger's going to get it back to Zach Grable. There's two on the clock. Grable, stop, pop, three on the way. No good at the buzzer. But, boy, what a first half here in Eaton. The Reds 44, the Huskies 42. Great first half. We'll step aside, come back, talk about this one, get you the scores in the ball game. Also, take a look around the rest of Northern Colorado when we come back on the halftime show in a moment right here. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton High School Halftime. Here, Kyle Johnson in the house, streaming game about, 30 feet from me or so down the way. So good stuff. Boy, what a first half. 44-42, the lead for the Eaton Reds here at halftime. And, boy, if you like threes, these two teams shoot a ton of them. Plus, they like to get up and down the court. So this has been a fun half of basketball, no question about it. For the Huskies trying to win their 14th of the year in the non-conference setup here against the Reds, it looks like this for the Huskies. Carson Stanky with 14 in the first half. The 6'3 junior had 12 in the first quarter, and he settles on 14 here at halftime. 9 points for Jacob Wares. Wares was terrific in the first half as well. 5 points each for Sawyer Morgan and Tanner Fabricius. 4 points for Colton Stanky, 3 for Hyatt Toll, who we didn't expect to see at all tonight, but he checked in for a little while. At least the scoreboard said he has 3 fouls here at halftime, too. So interesting there. Colton Stanky, I told you he had 4, Hyatt Toll with 3 and 2 for Hayden Roan in the first half. 42 points for the Huskies. For the Eaton Reds, it's been the Mitch Haythorn show in the first half. Let's see, 1, 2, 3 trays in the first quarter, 2 trays in the second quarter, 5 from behind the arc. He's got 20 points here at halftime. Mitch is high this year, 23 against Berthet. Boy, he should slam that, right? His 5 trays in this first half give him 43 on the year to lead the club by a margin. Other scores in the first half for the Reds: Cole Lockie had 6. Zach Grabel had 6 in the first half as well. Lucas Stone had 4. 3 points each for Court and Cash Sanger. And Will Grabel had 2 points in the first half for the Reds. So the Reds and the Huskies, a terrific first half of basketball. Cannot wait to see what plays out here in the second quarter. Want to thank some of our great sponsors, of course, A&W Eaton. Check out their Facebook page at A&W Eaton for specials, promotions, and events. 7 a.m. they open, 9 p.m. they close. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they've got it all for you. Plus, if you want your A&W Eats at home, just dial up Uber Eats, and they're knocking on your door from the official restaurant of Preps Radio, A&W in Eaton. Also, thanks to the J9 agencies in beautiful Ault, Colorado. J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance, Terry Gertz and Company will get you in the right, the absolute right coverage for your family. It is the J9 agencies. Other games tonight, we don't have scores for you, but we can at least run down the lineup. The Meade Mavericks in 5A, number 4 team in 5A, taking on number 11 Silver Creek at Silver Creek High School tonight. Darren Reese's Mavericks are 15-3. Bob Banning and the Raptors are 12-6 on the year. Number 6 Windsor, John Rakeski's group, they're 14-4 at Greeley West tonight. The Spartans are 5-13. Greeley Central on the road at number 10 Longmont. Cats are 4-14. The Trojans are 12-6 on the year. 6A games tonight. Horizon is at Fossil Ridge. Oh, my. Coming off a loss, you don't want to play Matt Johansson and the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Remember, they lost at home on Tuesday night in that big one in Fort Collins to Bruce Dick and the Fort Collins Lambkins. So tonight, Fossil Ridge probably hunts for bear. Mountain Range is at Fort Collins tonight. Can they get up for a game after a huge victory on Tuesday? Collins is 15-2 on the year. Rocky Mountain, 10-7, is at Legacy, a very good 12-4 team, no question about it. And Loveland, Chris Gebhardt's team, is at Prairie View tonight as well. Out of the area, we've got the number 3 in 3A versus number 3 in 4A tonight on our floor, Highland and Eaton. Number 1 3A, Faith Christian, is at number 1 4A, Kent Denver, tonight in a Metro matchup. All right, we'll come back in a moment. That's it for the halftime show. Eaton Reds and the Highland Huskies. Reds by 2, 44-42 at the break. We're back with the second half in a moment and our J9 agencies inbound when we come back. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton High School. The J9 agencies inbound open the second half belongs to the Huskies. Sawyer Morgan outside the arc, 44-42 Reds. Here's Carson Sankey. Starts off the third quarter by knocking down a tray from the top of the key. Give Carson Sankey 17 in the ballgame. Front court here for Lucas Stone for the Reds now. Reds down 1 here. Lucas wants a 3. Hey, talk me to me. Lucas Stone knocks it down as well. He's got 7 in the ballgame. What a way to start the second half after an 44-42 opening half. Here's Sawyer Morgan outside for the Huskies with a basketball. Reds back up by 2, 47-45. Here's Stanky with it. Carson started to go for three. Dishes off. Goes to Hayden Roan. Back to Carson. Stanky on the give and go, and he lays it in. Already 19 for Carson Stanky. Mitch Haythorn for the Reds has 20. Ball in the corner. Mitch gives it up for Zach Rabel. Now to Stone. Back to Zach Rabel. Inside now. Good move in the lane. Throw up the runner. No good this time by Mitch Haythorn. Rebound comes off, so he is human. He can miss one here. Ball to the front court. Belongs to Sawyer Morgan. Left-handed dribble. Spin in the lane. Up and under. Sawyer Morgan throws it in. What a play. The sophomore with a dandy. 7 for Sawyer in the ballgame. Ball to the front court, a 49-47 Highland lead. Cole Lockie the other way. He'll bounce it up. Off the glass, no good. Rebounds off. It'll be Reds basketball. Think it was off of Hayden Roan. So the Reds will inbound here, down a pair. Will Grable gets a nice inbound pass by Will. Got it to Cole Lockie. Basket counts and a foul. That's a terrific pass by Willie G. Boy, it's fun to see Dean Grable jump up here, give me a hug during the pregame show. Just wondering if this might be Dean Grable's last year here at Eaton with the Twins, of course, seniors, and getting on to the next level. Here's the free throw on the way by Cole Lockie. It's good, so the three-point play, the old-fashioned way. And the Reds have the advantage here, 50-49 over the Huskies. Back the other way, throw up a runner, no good that time. Fabricius thought he was fouled. Here's Lucas Stone back the other way for the Reds. Kicking in the corner, Lockie wanted three, but chose not to. Instead, he goes to Mitch Haythorn. Haythorn will back up here, try to drive on Fabricius, give it back to Lockie. In deep, all the way. Oh, he traveled from here to Santa Susana, yep. Huskies will get to basketball here. Reds with a one-point advantage. Boy, these two teams, I don't know what it is, but these two teams get together, and it is a fun basketball game every single time. Ball to the front court outside for Hayden Roan, outside the arc left wing. Gives it up now, top of the key. Long three, Fabricius, no good. Rebound inside. Nice job by Hayden Roan, but he gets rejected here by Zach Grable. Grable chases it down. Zach the other way, trying to go coast to coast with it. Kicks it in the corner. Gives it to his twin brother, Willie G. Outside it to Mitch Haythorn, way outside. Mitch looking, surveys, goes back out on top to Willie G here. Will Grable with a basketball. He's going down the lane, in deep, all the way. Kicks it off. Boy, he's got to shoot that. Will Grable's got to shoot that. He had about a four-footer in the lane, tried to go to his brother, Zach, instead, and the ball's out of bounds to the Huskies. Every once in a while you see that, and you just say, shoot it. Here comes the ball to the front court. Colton Stanky with it here, the senior for the Huskies. Right-hand side with it. Going to go back out on top to Sawyer Morgan. Morgan kicks it back to Colton. He wants a long three. Off the rim, no good. Good rebound, Cole Lockie. He's on the floor and a foul. Huskies will pick up the foul here. See who they get. That'll be the second on the Huskies here in the quarter. Hayden Roan picks up the foul. That's his third. So the Reds will inbound here. Reds in front by a point, 50-49, trying to make amends for last night's loss on the road at Sterling. They got a run against Coach Hessler and the Tigers. Inside, little turnaround for Mitch. Mitch got to go back out and shoot the threes. Missed a couple of runners inside the lane there. Ball the other way here. It's Carson Stanky all the way. Throw it up off the glass. No good. Rebound fought for. Stolen by Hayden Roan, and then he drills Jacob Wares with it. Ball goes to Lucas Stone. Back the other way. In deep. Nice play. Will Grable on the reverse. Willie G's got his fourth point of the ball game. 52-49. Dean Grable's Reds in front by three. Outside with a basketball. They go in the corner to Hayden Roan. Roan back out on top. It is Jacob Wares. Down the lane all the way. Good play, Jacob Wares. He's just getting better and better. 11 for the 5'10 junior. Ball back the other way here for the Reds. Lucas Stone with it outside. Ball goes to Mitch. Mitch wants three on the way. What do you say, Mitch? Knocking it down. 23 for Haythorn. He's got six trays in the ballgame. Back the other way now to Wares. Jacob had it knocked away and almost stolen. Zach Grable, he's going to go for the dunk. Here's Grable at the other end. No, yes, sir, he dunks it down. Zach Grable is fun to watch, folks. He's got eight in the ballgame. And Pete Freeman says, let's take a timeout. Let's talk about this. The Reds, a six-point lead, 57-51, halfway through the third. We'll take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the beautiful Eden High School here in Eden, Colorado. And we're right at the halfway point, 4 minutes to go here in the third. And the Reds have opened a six-point lead. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. The Huskies have led by as many as seven. Ball outside here. Nice pass inside to Sawyer Morgan from Jacob Wares, and a foul here against the Reds. I think they get Zach Grable with the foul. It is, I haven't noticed, but it looks like every time I look up there, it says three fouls on the player. That says that's their third on Zach. Ball outside, Carson Stanky misses a tray, and it caroms into the corner out of bounds. It'll be Reds basketball. 57-51, Reds in front. Reds have won three in a row in the series and four of the last five against the Huskies. Here comes Zach Grable now to the front court. Zach's going to go in a corner here with it. Lucas Stone give it up for Mitch. Down the lane, Haythorne all the way. Throw it up and in. Mitch Haythorne, 25. That is a season high for Mitch. Back the other way here comes Colton Stanky. Stanky tries to get to the hole in deep. Throw it up off the glass, no good. Rebounds off, taken by Cole Lockie. Lockie to the front court. Now has Peyton Walker in front of him. The ball tipped out of bounds. It'll remain Reds basketball. 3:15 to go in the third, and the Reds have opened the biggest lead of the basketball game, 59-51 here. Reds led by a pair at halftime at 44-42. Peyton Walker will inbound the basketball. The junior averages 5.5 points a basketball game. There's the inbound and getting it to Lucas Stone, and then Colton Stanky was on his back and gets the foul here. It is the first on Colton Stanky. It is the team's fourth. I'm sorry, it's the team's third. The Reds have just two fouls here in the quarter. Here's Lucas Stone with the basketball. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Reds by eight. Ball in the corner here to Alex Lowe's checked in, knocked away and stolen. It'll go to Carson Stanky. He drives down. Carson Stanky says, let me stuff this down. Carson's having a big night. 7 in the quarter, 21 in the basketball game. Back out on top now to Lucas Stone as they climb within 6, the Huskies do. Here's Stoney with a basketball. Give it up for Lockie. Cole with a basketball. Started to look at launching one. Instead tries to go inside to Alex Lloyd and a foul from behind on the Huskies. Thank you to my good friends, Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. Grandpa Don's in the house tonight, his grandsons Will and Zach Grable. I tell you what, man, Don Scott, just a wonderful man, has treated me and my family so well. Do the same thing for you guys, too. Take care of your cars. It's Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Outside with a basketball, Peyton Walker. Walker goes right-hand side now to Cole Lockie, way outside the arc here. Back inside to Walker. He'll back it in here against Sawyer Morgan. Back outside to Cole. Lockie down. Nice pass to Lloyd. He'll bank it up and miss it inside. Ball tipped outside. Jacob Wares. Baseball pass to the other end. It's Carson Stanky in deep all the way. Throw it up. No. Rebound Sawyer Morgan. Put back is good. Sawyer's got 9 in the ballgame. Double-double machine. 7 double-doubles on the year. And the lead is cut to 4 now by the Reds. Back out on top, Lucas Stone's going to go to the hole. Tries to pass in deep to Lockie, does. Back out with rather to, that was Lloyd. Lloyd went to Lockie, and Cole missed the three. Rebound comes the other way. Give it up. Here's Hyatt Toll back in the game. He wants three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, taken by Peyton Walker for the Reds. He'll give it up to Haythorne. Here comes Mitch to the front court with a basketball, 1:30 to play in the third. Did he walk? No. Gives it in the corner here. Down low, that is Lloyd. Put it up off the glass and in. Alex Lloyd. His first bucket of the ball game. 61-55. Reds by six again. Here's Hayatola. Wants to go to the lane and a foul here. Going to get high to the foul line. All right, Reds pick up the foul. That's not right. That says the there it goes. The foul's on Peyton Walker here. Walker's first, and the free throw by Hyatt Toll is good. Didn't figure we'd see Hyatt in the lineup tonight with a bruised tailbone, but here he is. He's got 4 points. He averages 15 a game. Playing limited minutes tonight with the injury. Second one on the way. That's good. Give Hyatt five and give him a high five for just getting in the lineup and playing tonight. Here's Lucas Stone to the front court. Good defense by Colton Stanky there. Stanky again muscles up against Lucas Stone. Lucas is going to give it to Haythorne. Back to Stoney in a quarter. Stone's going to go baseline now. Tries to drive in deep all the way. Throw it up off the glass and in. Lucas Stone, that was a good play. Five in the quarter, nine in the basketball game for Stone. Reds back in front by six. Ball goes down low. Here's Brogan Palmer, the freshman. Throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebound is off, and this is going to be a foul on Palmer. The rebound went to Cole Stanky, and the freshman checked him. 45 ticks left in the third quarter. Reds own a six-point advantage. Reds got beat last night, 68-44. We have 63 points. We're not done with the third quarter yet tonight. It's a different game for Dean Grable's Reds tonight. Here's Stone going to the hole. Oh, it's a good fake. He looked at Dish and then goes back up and lays it in. Lucas Stone looking good. Shades of brother Jaden there. Ball to the front court. Belongs outside. Long three. Colton Stanky says, light me up. Trey for Stanky at 7 for him in a basketball game. Final 10 seconds here of the quarter. The lead is 5 for the Reds. Stoney with the basketball. Stanky's got him. Where are they going to go? Stone with it, still on the dribble. 4 seconds to go. Back out on top. Long three by Cole Lockie. No good. And we're done with three quarters of basketball. The Eden Reds lead the Highland Huskies 65-60. We'll come back for the final 8 minutes in a moment here in a packed house in Eden on Preps Radio. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank. It's Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eden, Colorado. Preps Radio Friday night game of the weekend. It is a dandy. 65-60. Eden in front of Highland after three quarters. If you paid your price to get in, you are making money tonight, folks. Way worth the price of admission. These two teams putting on a great show. Ball to the front court here to open up the fourth quarter. Our J9 agency's inbound goes to the Reds. Almost stolen out front. Mitch Haythorne wants three instead. In and out. Heartbreak. And the rebound to Sawyer Morgan. Down by five. Here comes Pete Freeman's Huskies. Sawyer Morgan to the front court. Double-double machine. Maybe the best rebounder in the state. Goes outside with it to Jacob Wares. Here's Wares is having a good first half. Long three. Almost, the bank was almost open. Sawyer Morgan, offensive rebound. Missed the shot inside, and the rebound is off to Willie G. Here comes Grable to the front court. In the corner has Lucas Stone. Stoney will go to the hole. In deep all the way. Throw it up off the glass. Rolls off the rim and comes off. Highland with the rebound. Here we come to the front court. It was Sawyer Morgan with another board. Give it to Carson Stanky. The corner to Colton. Here's his older brother for three. Yes, sir. Second tray of the ball game. 10 points for Colton Stanky. The lead is two. Back out on top for the Reds is Willie Grable. Willie G backs it up. Now Carson Stanky comes out to guard him. Around a screen from brother Zach. Down the lane all the way. Throw it up and in. Will Grable with a beauty. Six in the game for Willie. Says, thank you, brother, for getting me free there. And the other way, Sawyer Morgan dribbles it like it's square for a second. And double dribble, they'll go the other way. 67-63, Reds by four. Boy, oh boy, this is just so much fun to watch these two teams play basketball. All right, front court now. Zach Grable just walks it up the court. Gives it to brother Will, far side of the court now. Lucas Stone's going to come out. They go to Zach Grable, top of the key. Looks to penetrate. Now he'll back it all the way back out. Dribbles out against Sawyer Morgan. Now he's going to go to the hole. In deep, passes, corner, three, on the way, in and out for Cole Lockie. The rebound comes off, and it's taken again by Sawyer Morgan. Ball stripped away. Here he comes. Dunk time, Zach Grable. A strip and a slam. 10 for Zach in a basketball game. Jacob Ware is back the other way. Give it to Brogan Palmer, the freshman underneath, and he lays it in. 69-65, back and forth we go. 5:50 to play in the contest. Jam-packed house here at Eden High School on a Friday night on Preps Radio. Ball belongs outside to Will Grable and Zach Grable. They'll play catch for a second like brothers might do. Give the ball to Lucas Stone, though. Outside the arc, Colton Stanky's got him. Give it back to Will, or rather to Zach. Zach's going to go to the hole, in deep all the way. Oh, he missed it inside. He wants that one back. Rebound comes off. Reds have it. Offensive rebound. Ball in the corner. Knocked outside here. Taken by Cole Lockie, and a foul here on Sawyer Morgan. So the foul will go on Morgan. It is the sixth team foul, it looks like, on the Huskies. It's Morgan's second. The Reds have just three team fouls here in the second half. So the Reds will shoot the rest of the way. Reds by four. They'll inbound into the backcourt, and Zach Grable will chase it down. All right, Zach to the front court with a basketball. Sawyer Morgan comes out to guard him. Talk about two guys that can leap. Holy cow. Nice pass by Zach inside to Will, and he lays it in. Will Grable with a bucket, but that brother fed him on that one. Here we go. Left-hand side for Carson Stanky. Down the lane. Throw up the runner. No good. Rebound is off. Good. Rebound, Zach Grable. Here he comes to the front court. Reds by six here. Grable wants to go to the hole. Kicks it in the corner. That's a three on the way. In and out. Heartbreak for Mitch Haythorne. How did that one not go down? Give the ball to Stanky at the other end. Carson Eurostep. Lay it off the glass and in. Carson Stanky's got 23. 71-67. 4.5 to play in a basketball game. Man, if you were here tonight, you did not get gypped. Basketball belongs to Lucas Stone. Swing it outside here to Zach Grable. Grable outside the arc. He's operated with the basketball a lot outside tonight. Give it up for Will Grable. Now here's Willie. Wants to go to the hole, and they left him alone. That was the Matador defense that time by the Huskies. Will Grable makes him pay. 10 for Will in the basketball game. 73-67, Reds by six again. Here's Carson Stanky. Give it up outside. Jacob Ware, or rather Hayden Roan, gives it to Carson Stanky. Three off balance, in and out, no good. Rebounds off to Mitch. Haythorne's got it and gives it to Will or to Zach Grable. Big time down the floor for the Reds. Bigger time down to try and get a stop for the Huskies. Down six, 3:50 to go. Outside with a basketball, here's Will Grable, far corner of the court against Carson Stanky. Now he's going to drive into the three-point area, and now all the way back outside, other side. Left-handed pass to Lucas Stone, in the key. Lucas brings it in to Lockie, and all the way back out. Almost a bit of a four corners here for the Reds. Using up some time on the clock. Zach Grable with a basketball, give it to Lucas Stone between the circles now. They come out, they triple team him. He gets away. Lucas with the basketball. Going to go to the hole. Kick it in the corner. Back out on top. Boy, great ball control by the Reds here. Down the lane. In deep. Willie G all the way. Kicks it. Who is it off? It's off of the Huskies. Out of bounds to the Reds here. So 3:17 to go in the ball game. And do we get a timeout? We do. Full timeout on the floor. 3:17 to play here in Eaton. It's the Reds 73, the Huskies 67. We're back in a moment. This is a timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mark Johnson with you back here at Eaton High School on a Friday night prep radio game of the weekend. It has been just that. It has been fantastic. 73-67, Eaton in front by six over the Huskies. And just 3 minutes, 17 seconds to play. Both teams have numerous timeouts left. neither one of these coaches, Pete Freeman or Dean Grable, really you go to the timeouts a lot. Dean will sit, even when his team's imploding, Dean will sit and just wait and wait it out. Inbound here for the Reds. 6-point advantage. See if they're going to play keep away again. Here's Zach Grable with the basketball. Goes down on the floor, knocked away and stolen. Colton Stanky back the other way. Carson joins him. Colton in deep. Throw it off the glass and in. Colton Stanky's got 12 in the ball game. The lead's cut to 4. Here are the Reds in the backcourt. We're under 3 minutes to play in a game. Lucas Stone to the front court. Colton Stanky, a terrific defender, pokes the ball away but can't get it. And now outside, what do they get? They get a timeout on the floor. I think they did. 30-second timeout here for Dean Grable. And we'll take a 30-second timeout. Reds by 4, 2:52 left. The timeout's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, NOCO.
I don't do passive-aggressive.
Always entertaining.
All of a sudden, you'll see a picture of one of those fish that's, like, clear but has a really mean look on its face. We live down here because we're really ugly.
Always informative.
Commander for the Greeley Police Department, Weld County Drug Task Force, Scott Smith.
Whenever we make a large seizure, things will slow down a little bit, but there's always somebody out there waiting to take over for the person who's now maybe in jail.
Good morning, NOCO. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Reds inbound to basketball here, leading by 4. Down the lane here goes Will Grable. Passes back out on top. They'll go inside to Stoney. Lucas turns around and Fabricius steals it. Give it to Sawyer Morgan. He knocks it into the front court and tries to get the basketball to Carson Stanky, and it's kicked out of bounds by a soccer player, Will Grable. Makes sense that Will can use his feet like that. 4-point lead, Reds 2, 33 to go. Holy cow. 73-69. Inbound, Colton Stanky down the lane, in deep all the way. Throw it up. Basket. No, they're going to wipe it out and say offensive foul. Colton Stanky with the offensive foul. Could have brought him within 2. Instead, the Reds with a 4-point lead going to own the basketball here. Tough call there. That's the hardest call in sports, the block charge in a basketball game. Inbound here for the Reds, leading by 4, 2.5 to play. In the backcourt, here comes Zach Grable to the front court. Sawyer Morgan come out and guard him right at half court. Zach gets to the front court now, pitches it in the corner to Cole Lockie. He'll go baseline in deep, Cole with it. Where's he going to go? Up underneath to Zach, and he'll lay it in. Good pass, and Zach Grable finishes. 12 for Zachary in the ballgame, including three dunks in the game. Down the lane the other way, and Carson Stanky answers with a bucket of his own. He's got 25 in the ballgame. 2 minutes to go, 4-point ballgame. Back the other way, in deep. Throw it up off the glass, no. Rebound is off, they'll come the other way. Ball goes outside to Sawyer Morgan. Drive up, throw it up, no, and a foul. So Morgan will get back to the foul line here. 1:52 to play in the contest. 75-71, Eaton in front by 4, and Sawyer Morgan, the 6'3 sophomore who gets 13 points and 11 rebounds a game, gets to the foul line. He's got 9 tonight, his high this year, 21 against Yuma. He's had 7 double-doubles in the 15 Husky games. Free throws on the way and good. Give him a double-double again tonight because I know he's got at least 10 rebounds on the night. Sawyer's got another one coming here. The lead is 3. Can he cut it to 2? In and out. No good. Rebound, Zach Grable. All right. Red zone to basketball. 3-point lead. See what Pete Freeman does here defensively. Ball to the front court. Outside for Zach Grable. He's going to dribble away from Sawyer Morgan. Dribble it in. Get it all the way back out in the corner to Will Grable. Will's got it here against Carson Stanky. We're down to 1.5 to play. 90 seconds left. Reds in front by 3. They own the basketball right now. Here's the ball. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Colton Stanky, great anticipation. Lay it in. It's a 1-point ball game. Highland fans are up on their feet. Ball belongs to Lucas Stone in the backcourt. 75-74. 1:10 to play. Ball to the front court here. Stoney gets around one defender. Ball almost knocked away right there. Give it back to Will Grable. Grable comes with it to the elbow. Now Will in deep, looking for somewhere to go with the basketball. Back out on top. Give it a Stone. Back in the corner here to Cole Lockie. We're down to 55 seconds to play. Reds by 1. They own the basketball. Outside and a foul. Zach Grable just got knocked in the face. inadvertent, no question about it. They're I don't know what they're asking for, the fans, but that's just a basketball play. Two guys going at it very hard right there. 75-74. Zach Rabel's going to get to the foul line here. Best free throw shooter for the Reds, 73% on the year. Zach's got, 12 in the basketball game here. 50 seconds left. Free throw by Grable on the way. Makes the front end of the 1-1. Big free throw by Zach Rabel right there. Give him 13 in the ball game now. The lead is two. Big one right here for the Reds. Grable eyes the bucket on the way. No good. Ball tipped out. Mitch Haythorne rebound. Put it back up. No good. And then a foul on Mitch. Over the back. That means they'll come to the other end. Well, I take that back. That's only six for the Reds. So the ball go out of bounds here. 76-74, Reds by two. It would only be apropos if we get overtime here tonight. 76-74. These two teams have played at least a couple of huge overtime games in their clashes. Reds have won three in a row and four or five against the Huskies, but it's always a dogfight. 76-74, 46 ticks left. Hyatt-Hole's going to inbound the basketball here for the Huskies. Looking for somewhere to go. Get it in here to Jacob Wares. Wares will come with it to the front court here against Mitch Haythorne. 45 and a clock. Wares wants to go to the hole. Kicks it outside. Colton Stankey, three on the way. No. Rebound is off. Taken by Zach Rabel. Reds have the basketball. Two-point lead, 30 seconds to go. Give it to Cole Lockie. Front court for Cole. Down low. Mitch going to go up. Put it up. Basket counts and a foul for the Reds. Mitch Haythorne has had himself a night. 27 for the junior. Twenty-five ticks left in the ball game. Mitch will go to the foul line right here. 78-74. Reds by four. Mitch can make it a five-point ball game. Free throw on the way. Off the rim, no good. Run down by Zach Rabel in the red zone at timeout. A four-point lead. The ball just caromed strangely off the basket that time. And the only one in the corner there was Zach Rabel. Came right to him. 23 ticks left, and the Huskies are going to have to foul when we come back. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's here. Colorado voters decided that paid family leave is a benefit workers want. Both employers and workers will contribute to the insurance fund that will eventually pay out paid leave benefits starting in 2024. Payroll deductions start now. So when life happens, family has you covered. Find out how much you'll be contributing at famli.colorado.gov. Brought to you by Colorado's Family Division, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. Final 23 seconds here in Eaton. Reds by 4, 78-74. Reds will inbound to basketball, and Pete Freeman's Huskies going to have to foul right away if they don't get the steal. Inbound goes to Mitch. Up off the glass. No. Rebound is off. Wow. It gives the Huskies a chance. Sawyer Morgan wants three on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Lucas Stone. They got to foul him here. No, they steal it. Outside for three. That's no good. Ball tipped in the corner here. Taken by Colton Stankey. Two players come together, both on the floor. What are they going to call? Still don't know a call from the referees here. 4 seconds to go. 78-74. Referee's talking to both the players, talking now to the other referee, and the ball out of bounds. Reds are going to get it, and this one looks like it's in the sack here. 78-74 Reds, 4.9 seconds left. Huskies will inbound and foul. They'll inbound, and Huskies are going to foul right away. Did Preet Freeman take a timeout? He did. Let's make sure there's a timeout. There's a 30-second timeout for the Reds. We'll take a quick timeout, come back in a moment, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We cover more than just games.
Inside, lay it up and in. Mr. Desmond Williams with the pick and the score.
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talk about the most important matchups in prep sports.
They've been playing well. They've been on a nice run, had strong wins.
And interview the most important coaches.
Matt Johansson, Fossil Ridge basketball coach, jumps on.
I'm absolutely a shot clock person. I think we need to find a way to get it done. It prepares our kids for the future.
Clark and the coach, weekdays at 10 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA Greeley.
All right, final 5 seconds. Reds in front by four as soon as they inbound. What do they got here? They got a timeout? I think they got a timeout. I don't know if they called a five-second count on the inbound, but they're calling a timeout, so the play never occurred. And is a full timeout here. And I think Dean Grable was calling timeout the whole time, and he's now barking at the officials saying, hey, you got to listen or you got to look. 4 seconds to go, 78-74 right here. We'll keep it here. Alt-Feed Mill postgame show is coming up here in a second, 78-74. The Reds look like they're going to win this one tonight. Alt-Feed Mill, Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number, 970-834-2132. We'll get our Norfolk Iron Metal Player of the Game as well. Hyatt Toll's got his picture up on our website right now as the Norfolk Iron Metal Player of the Week for last week. Every Monday, we come out with a new Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week. All right, 4.9 seconds left, 78-74. Reds in front by four. Here comes the inbound. It goes to Zach Grable, and they foul him immediately. 3.5 seconds left. Zach will walk to the other end, but this one doesn't matter. This one's in the fridge. Lights are out. The butter's getting hard. 78-74 Reds. Boy, what a game tonight here in Eaton. Full packed house, and they got their money's worth. And then some. All right, all the Reds are going to back off. Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. You don't need to foul down there. Zach's going to go to the free throw line here. He's shooting two. First one on the way is good. So the Reds are going to win their 16th game of the year. Six in the quarter, 14 in the basketball game here for Zach Grable. 27 tonight for Mitch Haythorne. I can tell you right now, he's going to be our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Mitch Haythorne, the junior. He's got another year left. He's going to Oklahoma to play baseball. And look at the way he can shoot hoop. Next one coming here. Zach on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Rebounds off. This is it. Get the ball to the front court. They'll shoot a three. Row, or rather, wears at the buzzer. And it doesn't go. The ball game is over. 79-74. Reds win it. We're coming back with the Alt-Feed Mill postgame show in a moment. Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton High School. We get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. You can find Alt Feed Mill at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Any questions you may have on feed and all of the supplies and equipment for your critters and your farm, 970-834-2132. Highland Huskies and Eaton Reds put on a show tonight in front of a jam-packed crowd. And, boy, every time these two teams get together, it is just fun to watch. And the Reds come away with a 79-74 win over the Highland Huskies tonight. Reds move to 16-3 on the year. It's a non-conference game, so they continue to be 6-2 in league play. The Huskies remain 6-0 in their league in the 3A Patriot, but do suffer their third loss of the year. They're 13-3. Scoring in the basketball game for the Huskies for the losing side, Carson Stanky was terrific. 25 tonight for Carson, 14 for his older brother, Colton Stanky, 11 in the basketball game for Jacob Wares, 10 points, another double-double for Sawyer Morgan in the contest, 7 for Hyatt Toll. We didn't expect to even see Hyatt on the court tonight. He did play limited minutes tonight and scored 7 points. 5 for Tanner Fabricius in the basketball game, 2 each for Brogan Palmer, the freshman, and Hayden Roan, the senior. For the Eaton Reds, led by Mitch Haythorne, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, 27 for Mitch, count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trays in the basketball game. He was great from downtown. Mitch Haythorne, 27. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. 27 for Mitch, 14 in the basketball game for Zach Grable, including three big dunks. Will Grable had 10 in the ball game. Lucas Stone was terrific as well, 11 for Lucas, 9 for Cole Lockie in the contest. Let's see, who did I miss here? Three each for the Sangers, Court Sanger and Cash Sanger, 3 points apiece, and two for Alex Lloyd. Reds win 79-74 over the Huskies. It was a good one in front of a big, big crowd at Eden High School. We'll come back, wrap things up here from Eden in a moment. More of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show when we continue on a night where the Reds beat the Huskies here in Eaton. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, it's Jolene from Weld Community Credit Union. Kristen, do you know there are a lot of perks when joining our credit union?
Like coffee?
No, like being a member owner, and we have some of the best rates in town.
Oh, like our staff wearing jeans for a cause and raising funds for local nonprofits?
That's right, and we want like-minded, community-oriented people to join us.
Apply online at weldccu.com.
Any other perks?
A real person answers the phone during business hours.
Nice. Can we go get coffee now?
Let's go. Insured by NCUA and MLS 399914.
Hey, Bears fans. Connor Creech and Bryce Kennedy here from UNC Men's Basketball.
Come out to Bank of Colorado Arena on Monday, February 6th at 9 p.m. as we take on Weber State.
Yes, he said 9 p.m. Enjoy a night at the beach theme and dress in your best beach or summer wear as we beat the cold. We've got free glow tubes and drinks courtesy of Pepsi.
The game is on ESPNU, so we need you in the bank loud and proud to show how we do hoops and greedy.
We'll see you in the bank next Monday.
It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Hello, Greeley. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, please stop by the Allo store or go to allofiber.com/Greeley.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eden High School as we finish up our Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Reds with a 79-74 win over the Highland Huskies tonight. So number 3 in 4A beats number 3 in 3A tonight. But as we said, when these two teams get together, take those classes and throw them out the window. But Reds by 5 tonight. Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game, Mitch Haythorn, with 27 tonight for the Reds. Reds 16 wins on the year against 3 defeats. The Huskies now 13-3. That's going to do it for us out here from Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio. Thanks for him making this thing happen tonight. And for all you listening out there in Preps Radio land, we appreciate you guys jumping in. Join Bruce Dick and myself on Monday. Clark and the coach at 10 o'clock. We'll talk all about the weekend games, including this one. Final score once again here in Eaton. It was the Reds 79, the Huskies 74. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.